All right, so here I am on the radio, as I usually am, from my closet, with Will Levith, the editorial director of Saratoga Living, Capital Region Living. Will and I, we've had lots of conversations in the past, but this time around we're bringing along with us CEO Abby Tignaglia from Capital Region Living, Saratoga Living. Great to have you guys by. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about this event that you're having in December. December 10th, Capital Region Gives Back.
Take it away, Abby.
Sure. So this is our second annual Gives Back event. Last year, we started off with Saratoga Living, and we did a Saratoga Gives Back. This year, we've expanded into the Capital Region with our sister magazine, Capital Region Living. And the idea is to really celebrate 10 people from around the Capital Region who really went out of their way to be generous and do amazing things with their nonprofits throughout this year. This kind of crazy COVID year, 10 people that really stood out as being just really generous, doing really cool things.
We featured 5 Saratoga people in Saratoga Living Magazine and 5 people from the greater Capital Region in Capital Region Living Magazine. Those are our covers this month.
Obviously, this is only the second one. There's not like a long-standing tradition of this happening. So all of a sudden in year 2, coronavirus. Did the pandemic have an impact on sort of what you were thinking meant they should be considered?
Absolutely. As for the actual event, most people assumed that we would not do it, but we were absolutely adamant that we would not be stopped. As far as choosing the people, we really did try to concentrate on the areas of mental health and physical health, and including some of the arts, really the areas that were most impacted by the lockdown experience.
So now this event, is that you've already chosen these folks. Is this event just to honor those people?
Yeah, so the event is going to be to honor the 10 people, but we're also going to be raising money for the people's organizations, nonprofits as well. So it's sort of a nice sort of, it's a two-sided sort of coin. It's a nice situation where we get to not only honor these folks for the great work that they've done, but also raise money for the amazing organizations they represent.
There's 10 folks that you guys are honoring. So who are the 10 that you guys chose this year?
We chose Denise Dubois from American Cancer Society of the Capital Region, Rachel Hyun Rupright from Capital Roots, Kristen Garzone from Every Mother Counts, Dominic Pernomo from Feed Albany, Patty Veach from Gateway House of Peace, Heather Strotter from Jake's Help from Heaven, Ramon Dominguez from New York Racetrack Chaplaincy, Martel Catalano from Beyond My Battle, Lawrence Edelson from Opera Saratoga, and Allison Myers from Saratoga Regional YMCA.
Pretty diverse group of folks, different kinds of agencies and organizations. How do you choose that? This must be awfully hard to do. Do you like get together a panel of people to sort of go through why you should choose somebody?
We started talking about this months and months ago, actually, and, you know, as an editorial staff, we really just wanted to find as diverse a group of people as we could, you know, from different areas of the nonprofit and charitable organization world. We wanted to choose people that we felt were bringing a foot forward during the pandemic that maybe others might not be. We had a giant list. We whittled it down to 10, and we made the decision early on that it was going to be over the 2 different magazines. So it was going to be a feature that brought together not only the Capital Region, but it brought together Capital Region Living Magazine and Saratoga Living Magazine.
When we were choosing the 10 people, it was really important to us also to find some organizations that were doing important things that maybe people didn't know about. And then also the person was very passionate about that. I think Allison Myers is a good example. She's doing the YMCA. She is so passionate about physical health and mental health. And a lot of people think of the YMCA as a gym, and she was able to tell us so much about their senior program. A lot of the people that go to the Y, that's the only time that they leave the house for these seniors, and then all of the mental health things that they do. And we could say something similar about every single one of these amazing honorees and about the organizations as well.
From Saratoga Living, Capital Region Living, I have CEO Abby Tignaglia and editorial director Will Levith with me. And they're talking about the Capital Region Gives Back. The event is December 10th, 6 p.m. You're going to be trying to sort of gather people, right? both physically and virtually.
As I was saying before, we would not be stopped. And so we are watching all of the restrictions as carefully as everybody else. And if there's one thing that we have learned this year, it is how to be flexible and change on the fly. So as of right now, we are still allowed to do small gatherings. So what we're doing is almost a Capital Region version, scrappy New Year's Eve party, where the cameras will go from all around to all of the different tiny gatherings. And if we have to even go down in numbers, then we'll do that. If we have to, you know, go live from restaurants, we'll do that. If we're in a complete lockdown, then we'll go into the honorees' homes. But we do have a plan for every single reason so that every, you know, single person is completely safe. Everything is being planned to be virtual.
So people can, I would imagine, find out more information at the website, right?
Yes, SaratogaLiving.com and CRLMag.com. We have an Eventbrite set up and a feature that's actually running on SaratogaLiving.com and CRLMag.com right now that reiterates who the people we're honoring are, their organizations, and allows you to buy tickets to the event.
And everything during COVID right now is so complicated. So if you do go to the website, it's, I feel like, explained better there.
I missed a very important thing, which is that, you know, 50% of the ticket price goes directly to the organization. And our parent company, Empire Media Network, is matching that 100%. So these great organizations are getting the funding they need at a time, you know, that is very difficult.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, I really want to thank you for taking some time to talk with me about Capital Region Gives Back. It's December 10th, 6 p.m. And again, Will, that website?
SaratogaLiving.com and CRLMag.com.